A new wellness centre has opened in what had been an empty storefront next door to a local restaurant. I asked the restaurant owner what went on in this wellness centre because I've always wondered. People go in and out, he said. Do they look particularly well? I wanted to know. But he hadn't noticed any real difference between those going in and those coming out. So the mystery remains. You can scarcely drive around in these suburbs without noticing the proliferation of health-oriented enterprises of this kind. Whenever a commercial property becomes empty, a wellness centre appears, or a fitness centre, or a holistic health centre, or a yoga centre, or something else suggesting how anxious we are about the state of our healths. If I was a fearless journalist, willing to risk anything to get the facts, I would simply have walked in the door of this new wellness centre and discovered what it was all about. But I was wary. Is wellness the same as fitness, as in the phrase fit and well? I've never been accused of fitness, and I had visions of treadmills, weightlifting machines, and merciless personal trainers. But if fitness implies a kind of self-torture, there is something appealing about the idea of wellness. It sounds comprehensive and comforting somehow. So I did my research where everyone else does it, safely on the internet, where I learned that a wellness center treats the whole person, using such treatments as skin care, weight loss, cosmetic training, chiropractic services, nutrition advice, and personal fitness training. In addition to the quest for wellness, of course, we have a vast illness industry. Everywhere you look, there are hospitals and medical parks ready to pick up the pieces from the failures and dropouts from the wellness industry. So we're covered on all sides, although it is worth remarking that the human body does seem to need an extraordinary amount of maintenance these days. I suppose my question is, on the road to wellness, how do we know when we have arrived? How well is well? And how is wellness to be measured? Illness, of course, is measured by thousands of tests that can be quantified and compared. Fitness can also be precisely measured by those little electronic machines that active people wear. But there is no machine for testing wellness, at least not yet. Short-sighted people have even said to me, "You're looking very well for your age." But surely they're just being polite. But that's the key question, of course. Are you looking well? The Wellness Center web pages feature beautiful people in splendid physical shape with glowing smiles, and I noticed frequent use of the word rejuvenation, which comes from the French rajeunir, or to make young again. Looking well means not looking your age. It's as simple as that. We would all like to be made young again, despite the passing of time and the steady rotation of the earth. The elixir of youth is one of humankind's most ancient dreams. If wellness centres can offer that, they deserve to take over every vacant Main Street property in the land. This is David Boucher.